اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. اللهم صل على محمد. One of the lines that we have in Dua Kumail is a combination that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the end, there's a lot of great du'as, great supplications, requests that we have. One of them is this: قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِي. And then the next thing is وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحِي. The first part is easier to understand. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength, our bodies. قَوَّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. Jawarih are the limbs, the hands, the legs, the eyes, everything that we have, this body, the material body is our jawarih. قَوَّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. If a person does not have the physical ability, they may want to help, but they just can't. You know, they're not capable. There were people that would like to have been in Karbala. They say Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari was blind. He just couldn't fight. He just couldn't be there. Of course, that's what they say. I'm assuming that that's true. Their physical disabilities, they just can't. Or if you don't have disabilities, but you know the amount of strength that a person has varies. Some are stronger, some are weaker. And the strength and weakness is not only in brutal strength and in your muscle, your certain talents. For example, I'm very clumsy maybe. You know, when you want to do things with your hands, you're not very capable. Some people are very capable. They can do things very precisely. I don't know if you've seen some of those who can do calligraphy. MashaAllah, they write so perfectly, just one go. They write whatever it may be, the writing of the Qur'an. Okay, if I don't have that ability, I can't control my fingers. Well, I can write something, but it's a mess. People can't read it. If I'm capable of using the various technologies that are out there, some people are capable, some people just can't get their heads around it. You know, it's difficult to figure out how this thing works. Some people have the ability, some people don't have. Who gives that ability? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're asking in this dua, قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. I want that strength. I want to be able to do these things, these different things. But I want to do them for you. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. That's the motive. Some people are capable, very intelligent in terms of their skill sets. I'll call these, because intelligence, aql, the Quran says, or the hadith, the wording is al-aql ma'ubida bihi ar-Rahman. The aql, the intellect, is what a person uses to worship Allah. If they're not worshiping Allah, no matter how smart they may be, what post-doctorate degree they may have, how much scientific research they may have put into whatever they're doing, but if they have not been able to figure out that this realm is the lowest and there is a God that governs it, that has created it, if they haven't figured that out and have decided to accept Him and to worship Him, then they don't have that aql. That's what aql is. That's what real intelligence is. But certain people have a lot of abilities in terms of doing very complicated math problems. They are able to solve various and create theories and put them to test. And some of it is very intense mental work. You know? In physics, some areas are just so difficult to process. Some people are very capable. But what's the motive? Some people are motivated by money. They want to use that to earn whatever it may be. You pay me, I'll make a nuke. That's what they did. They were paid. They created nukes to kill people. I believe it was Qasem Soleimani that was speaking in this interview that's online. You can see it. In the 2006 war, he was saying this was a different type of war. The bombs they were using were not seen previously. They were made such that one bomb takes down an entire 10-story, 20-story building in a matter of seconds. Whoever's in there, all gone in a matter of seconds. Well, it takes a lot of designing, a lot of mental work, how to create a bomb that takes down a building that's been made from armored concrete in a matter of seconds. It hit all those targets, and well, they didn't get any Hezbollah main figures, major figures. They got all innocent people. Well, somebody created that. What's the motivation? Is that the khidmah of Allah? We're asking in this dua, قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِي. Give me strength, but I want the strength to serve you. أمير المؤمنين صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم صل. He's very intelligent, very physically capable. He didn't use any of it where he could have for his own gain, for his own benefit. He could have. Easily, very easily. Anyone who would have been motivated by their nafs, by their desires to do something for their own gain, forget about Allah and serving Him. When you see the daughter of the Prophet, I mean, you have all these excuses. You can make up religious excuses. This is the daughter of the Prophet. They're disrespecting her. What do you do to that? You got your sword lying. It's the same house. He's got his Dhulfiqar right there, the one that was used against all these different people that were huge, and those guys were not able to. You've heard the Battle of Khaybar. These other guys that I don't want to name, they were there at the door of Amir al-Mu'mineen. What did they do? They weren't able to do it. They went out there, they chickened out, came back. Now here he is. Those guys are there. This is what they're doing, and he's got the Dhulfiqar at home. What are you supposed to do? You can create religious excuses. This is the daughter of the Prophet, disrespect this, that, the other. Oh my God, take it out, start, do everything. Didn't he have the ability? He was very capable. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. I want that strength, I want to use it for serving you. I don't want to use it for anything else. Anything else. Even if it's helping my family, I understand that because you told me to take care of the family. The moment you say you have got something more important to do, say, okay, Allah, these are your creations, you told me to take care of them up to this point. From now on, you told me to leave them to you and me go and take care of something else. That's what happens. The people that went, when the Holy Prophet, some youngsters, imagine this, these were young people, غسيل الملائكة, young man, just married the night before. In the morning, the call of jihad was there. What are you supposed to do? The Prophet says, jihad left. He didn't even have water to do his ghusl. Left in the jihad. He was martyred. Angels washed his body. Performed the ghusl to show something. He didn't need that ghusl. He didn't need that. That shahada, the blood that dropped from, the blood that he shed in the way of Allah. He didn't need no ghusl or janabah. He didn't need that. This was for Allah to show the people, this is what happens when you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a responsible man. He's not irresponsible. It's because of his responsibility that he goes out there. He feels responsible towards Allah. Allah says, take care of your family. Okay, I do it for you. Moment is in right now. The Imam has made the call. Leave them to Allah. He'll take care of them. You go. You heard the call of the Imam. Go ahead. And believe you, me, that the call of the Imam is current. You know, it's not going to be in a future date. It's there. It is there. If anyone can hear, open your ears so you can hear. All these things that are happening, all these are calls of the Imam. You got to do something. Go figure out, according to the ahadith, during this time when we can't hear the physical voice of the imam, we are supposed to hear the call of the imam based on the responsibilities they have showed us, they have told us. We have to figure it out. Figure out what it is that you need to do and go do it. This is the easier part. قَوِّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحِ. Give me strength in my physical abilities, in my ability to control my limbs, control my fingers, control my thoughts, use those thoughts, develop ideas, develop engineering or whatever it is, technologies. These are all the jawarih. As opposed to the more difficult part, washtud ala al-azimati jawanihi. This is the more difficult part. Sometimes physically I still have strength, I give up because of the difficulty. That has to do with azm, okay, being steadfast, being able to take difficulties, take hardship, remain on the path no matter how difficult it gets. Abu al-Fadl Abbas, they say, as long as he had hope, and this is only symbolic based on the story, him staying there fighting till the last breath, but this idea that as long as there was water, I mean, just imagine, no arms, you're moving. I mean, you should be giving up. You should be like, okay, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. You keep going until there is nothing. Not until I have no hope. You always have hope. You keep going. No matter how hard, how difficult it is. Or how difficult it is. The enemies of Islam, shaitan, and whoever follows his lead tries to break your will, tries to break your ability to keep going, making you give up, telling you that you can't continue. This is too difficult. This is azm. Physical ability is actually the easier part. There were people that were not physically capable. There are people that in the war, they lost their sight. They can't see. They're blind. Right, they lost their limbs, they're in a wheelchair, their arms aren't working. One brother I saw, his arm was cut off from here. You have two bones here. So in order to give him some ability, the surgery was done in a way where these two bones, the skin was separated just a bit to give him enough to use a little bit to just lift something. And this guy is all over the place, so active. He's already been to a war. He's given all of this. You think he'd just be sitting at home, I don't know, living off of whatever and just living the rest of his life? Well, he keeps going. More active than people who have sight and who have their limbs and their arms and whatever. It's not the physical. There are people that are physically capable. They're mentally capable. Not doing anything. Azm. وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحِ. Some people in the hardships, not in the hardships of a battle, physical battle where swords are being used, or guns are being used, or bombs are being used. The war of the willpower. They'll give you hardship. They'll say things against you. They'll spread things against you. Then your own people, your own friends, your own family will come and tell you, I think we should stop going. It's enough. You did what you had to do. All right. Inshallah, jazakallah. I think it's enough. It may be the whisper of the shaitan. You have to keep going. It's difficult. It's difficult. Many times, Imam Khomeini, he was during the war. This is an example I can think of. He was the leader after the success of the revolution. He's the leader. He's sitting in Tehran. Right? Besides all, when Saddam was bombing Tehran, they wanted to take Imam Khomeini to a safe place, whatever it's called. try to take him there. Imam Khomeini said, no, if everybody else is taken there, then I'll go. I can't go before when there's people that are under these missiles and they don't have any shelter. If everybody else is taken to shelters, then I'll go. Unless they're right here. They want to bomb it, let them bomb it. This wasn't the first time. When Imam Khomeini made the speech in Qom, 15 years before the revolution, at the start of it, they attacked Hawza students. Some people wanted to close his door. He said, you keep that door open. If they're going to come. I'm waiting for them. Let them come. I'm not going to shut the door. Everybody else gets killed and I'm here protected, having you guys protect me. That's not how Islamic leadership works. Let them go. Leave the door open. Besides this stuff, when the war was going on, and this was an international war, Saddam was the face of it. Europe was supplying with arms, different forms, legal and illegal, according to international law that they themselves legislated, that he used against the Kurds and others as well in Iraq. 40 or so countries were involved in that against Islam. So he's sitting in Tehran. The people are fighting at the war fronts. Imam Khomeini would send a message when it was difficult. He would tell them, keep standing. We are standing here. Well, he's not in any type of war. There's no guns. Nobody's trying to shoot Imam Khomeini over there. He says, we are standing. You guys stand. Keep going. Well, he's facing a more difficult battle. All the pressure is on this person to pull back, to give in, accept the resolution, the UN resolution that they initially wanted. Breaks, they try to really hard to break your willpower, pull back. If it's for Allah, keep going. This is difficult. We're asking this very important request from Allah in Dua Kumail. I hope we ask it well and keep repeating that the time will come, and not one time only. Maybe many times, some more difficult than others. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Him all together, قَوَّ عَلَى خِدْمَتِكَ جَوَارِحَنَا وَاشْتُدْ عَلَى الْعَزِيمَةِ جَوَانِحَنَا inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Imam of our time, that He hastens the return of that Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us become His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, our ulama, our maraja, our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us our needs, our hajat, our requests, relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, and we ask Him to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. بِالنَّبِيَّ وَآلِهِ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ مَنْ قَرَأَ الْفَاتِحَةَ مَعَ الصَّلَوَاتِ